This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the all-new evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. Thank you very much for that news update, Lindmark. Sean Tunnis now joins us from the news desk. Oh, Donald Trump has been up to some mischief. Sean, the U.S. has approved controversial tariffs on imported solar panels and washing machines. For the first year, the rate is fixed at 30%. What kind of impact can Malaysia expect from this?
Well, any impact from this move, I think, will directly affect us because 36% of U.S. solar panel imports come from Malaysia.
Wow.
In fact, four of the world's top five photovoltaic cell manufacturers are located in our country. So it's going to be a blow. And the tariffs are basically one of Trump's America First trade policies to protect the local market from foreign competition. And it remains to be seen if Trump can actually make this work. But right now, concerns are already being raised on how the move will destroy jobs in the U.S., raise Americans' electric bills, and hurt the environment. And we also spoke to Second Minister of International Trade and Industry, Datuk Sri Ongkar Chuan, and he told BFM the government will discuss the issue with Washington through a committee set up recently.
30% is difficult for us to trade any further. So we when the Prime Minister visited this America, we have suggested to the American to form a trade and investment community to look into trade between the two countries. So this thing was set up and we hope we can resolve any of the issue, including the solar taxes issue. With 30%, definitely it will not make this trade possible.
Okay, and what's the response been like from other major producers and all countries that are affected so far?
South Korea, for example, they have huge business in washing machine market in the U.S. So they are clearly against the decision and will file a complaint with the World Trade Organization. Because if you look at it, Korean companies like Samsung and LG are the biggest rivals for U.S. firms like Whirlpool in this segment. Mm-hmm. And Whirlpool, of course, has been seeking protection from cheaper imports for many years. So right now, they'll be happy. China, as the world's biggest solar manufacturer, is also contesting the decision, and a lot of noise is also coming from environmentalists who believe more expensive solar panels is a sign of regression for renewable energy in America.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving on to stock, Sean, how did solar panel manufacturers fare today on Bursa?
Well, V-Solar closed up 4% at 13 cents. OCK is up 1.7%, but Pasu Has closed down 6.9% at 13.5 cents.
Sean Tan, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.